I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air, welcoming to the WNYC studio a band that has as its name an everyday object, plastic spoon. And they flirt with everyday music, but they can't help but put some extraordinary twists on their pop songs and some comments in their wry lyrics. We're going to get to hear Plastic Spoon here on Spinning on Air.
I'm not afraid to die. I am lost.
This Old World, performed in the WNYC studio by the band Plastic Spoon. Plastic Spoon consists of Kato Hideki playing the bass, Karen Mantler vocals and harmonica, Doug Weaselman playing guitar, and Shahzad Ismaili playing the drums. Some of these people have been on Spinning on Air before. Shahzad played guitar when he was here with the band Doveman. Karen Mantler has been on the show before, presenting her own music, and Karen usually plays piano. You've probably heard Doug Weaselman play clarinet and saxophone on recordings with Anthony and the Johnsons and other things I've played here on the program. So the only musician who's playing his usual instrument is Kato, playing the bass. And Kato, this is sort of your band? You're the ringleader?
Yeah.
You've played with Karen for many years.
Many years. By now, 12 years,
Yeah, I think so.
And I asked everybody, sort of, you know, this is a wrong idea, sort of wrong is right kind of attitude. And he says, can he play? Well, he, you know, he plays everything, but he's primarily a bass player, a great bass player.
Shahzad.
But, yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, Doug is a great guitar player, too, but he's primarily a clarinet player and other, you know, instruments. So. And, you know, Karen is coming from jazz background, and this is a rock and roll music. So I'm twisting the, you know, instrumentation a little bit.
Yes.
Not way, you know, too much, but so a little bit of twist.
Yes, I can hear it right away, and it's fun. And, you know, there are many bands where musicians are sort of struggling to get out of the ordinary into something a little more unusual. You guys are coming from the opposite direction.
Right. That was my idea. Yeah. And I ask everybody to play like a kid, which it can be difficult, you know, if you've been playing music forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they can do it. So I'm very happy.
Plastic Spoon. It's a lot of fun. Let's hear a song called Fortune Cookies here on Spinning on Air.
Stranger, tall, dark, and handsome, that's what my cookie said. And fame and fortune are in my future, at least that's what I've read. Hard to believe it, but I have good luck, that's what my cookie said. I have great beauty.
Come.
fortune cookies never tell you anything bad. Just once I would like to read one that says I'm gonna
Fortune Cookies by Plastic Spoon, performed live here in the WNYC studio on Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. And don't fiddle with your stereo receiver, because we are deliberately broadcasting in mono. And this is something that Kato requested. You invited musicians to play something other than their usual instruments, and
right.
to play them like children, and you're sort of asking the same thing of our engineer, George Wellington. Okay.
Well, mono is not exactly the easiest format, you know. Like, well, let me put it this way. I'm a musician, but I also do sound art stuff. Mm-hmm. So I look at music from different angle. And to me, mono is, well, this is an interesting story. You know, I've been asking around people. My friend Robert Paus, who is a guitar player from Band of Susan, I was talking about this, you know, and he said, yeah, I think, this is my theory, when I hear music in my head, it's in mono. And I've been asking around, like, maybe, yeah, that's true. That's my case. And what
you mean
say?
Just when you imagine it?
Yeah, for example, when you recall some music in your head,
mm-hmm.
Is that a stereo or mono?
Good question. I don't know.
And, you know, mono sounds powerful.
Yes.
I was speaking to this amazing bass player, Andy Gonzalez. He's, you know, he's a Latin jazz bassist. And also he's like a scholar. He knows a lot about Latin music history. And we agreed on, well, 78 RPM records, that's the best stuff for bass. I mean,
for bass?
Yeah, I mean, bass is in the center. There's no, you know, cancellation. It's just so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, that was my instinct, but you know, seems like everybody gets excited. Oh, yeah, that's mono. You know, well, okay. So, good reason to stick with it, you know.
Yeah. It's a challenge to mix, but it's, I've always noticed how if there's any reverberation or room sound in mono, that becomes not an environment for the sound, but that really becomes part of the music. It's integrated into the sound in a different way.
Part of the arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Plastic Spoon performing in mono here in the WNYC studio. Kato Hideki playing bass, Karen Mantler singing, playing harmonica, Doug Wieselman guitar, and Shahzad Ismaili playing the drums. And whose songs are these?
I write most of tunes. Fortune Cookies, actually, Karen wrote lyrics, mm-hmm. and I wrote music. Mm. And the Con Edison we're going to play later, which is Karen Mantler, a classic.
And how about Boogeyman, which is next?
This is mine also.
All right. Here's more from Plastic Spoon.
One, two, one, two, three.
My name is Carl, I sell
That's Boogeyman, played by Plastic Spoon here in the WNYC studio, here on Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. In Boogeyman, it was the author of a book who was singing. Who was that?
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx. Oh, okay.
That's
I heard
the idea.
About the bushy beard. Yeah,
yeah. You know, it's a goofy idea, but...
I like that it's a woman singing it.
Yeah.
Right. That's sort of not a twist.
Karla Marx.
Yeah.
We'll have more with Plastic Spoon in just a moment. On 93.9 FM, WNYC and WNYC.org.
You record on the tape and put it in mono, it sounds great.
The digital stuff was always like, you know, if you hear snare, it's just... Mm-hmm. Like, no air, but old stuff is always... You know, some decay, and that's what's emotional about it. I mean, like people say vinyl is better, but what it is it goes through the filter, and that needs time. It actually does shift the phase in time. So it's like that's how your brain actually, you know, we can actually hear a tiny, tiny bit of delay. And I think that's, at least to me, that's sort of the reason.
Well, I think probably that what people call the warmth of analog and perhaps of mono, too, it's actually a matter of distortion.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
It's
how many
natural distortion. It's not like, digital distortion is weird, but the natural distortion is kind of pleasing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just going to say there's a sad part of this conversation, which is that I think... almost everyone in this room is a bit on the older side.
That is sad.
And that's not the sad part. The sad part is that I think that kids today, maybe let's say like 22 and younger, are really growing up hearing music only on MP3.
Yeah.
And also they're hearing band after band pummel them with digital distortion because that's an aesthetic of today's younger music. It's definitely an aesthetic of noise bands, of noise pop bands. So it actually means that there's an aesthetic being nurtured for digital distortion, for extremely harsh sound, for missing information, for missing bits, for a deference to the high end over the low end, meaning the treble side of sound. And so I think all of that makes it so that maybe someone who's 22 or younger would find vinyl dull or mono dull, and that's kind of something that that's a little bit like hard to deal with.
I mean, on the other side, it seems like there's like this resurgence of an interest in vinyl because like kids are like discovering this sounds so much more dimensional, and they're like they're into it, and things are getting pressed. It's like now there's like either like this sort of the disappearance of the CD, you've got the MP3, but then you have vinyl, you know.
That's true.
So. Well, I think that's a sonic thing, but I think it's also a commercial thing. If a musician or a record company wants to sell an object, people don't buy CDs much anymore, but they'll buy an album. Mm-hmm. So
I'm worried that might be a fetish object, too.
Yeah.
Like old-fashioned or platform shoes or that kind of thing.
Somebody just said that and used that word. Just the other day, somebody said it to me in Kaju. He said, I think it's sort of a fetish.
Mm-hmm. For vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is, I think.
That was a record store in L.A. called Vinyl Fetish back in the 80s.
Anyway. Tap water will become a fetish once we moved fully to bottled water. And remember when we used to get it right out of that metal thing?
Just barely.
That was the voice of Karen Mantler before that. Shahzad Ismaili was speaking, and so was Doug Wieselman, Kato Hideki. They're all members of Plastic Spoon, a new band for these musicians who, in one configuration or another, have known each other for years. Coming from a more experimental world of music, trying your hand at some good old rock and roll.
Right. Well, you know, I've done a lot of music based on themes or topical issues, like last 10 years or 12 years.
Of your own music, you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, based on environmental collapse or torture, you know, by the American intelligence and stuff. And, well, at some point I kind of thought, well, this is, combination is just dark and dark, or heavy and heavy. And I was sitting, and maybe I should try something that, you know, works with some kind of balance. So I started twisting my ideas, and then music came to me, and, you know, that was rock and roll music, which I grew up with. Kind of saved my life, you know. Without rock and roll music, I wasn't here.
Really?
Really.
What?
Really.
What would have happened to you?
Well, I was a very miserable kid, and, you know, I mean, that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But somehow, like, locked into my head and body.
Uh-huh.
So I always had that. And this is a sort of major point of this project. I wanted to do a band that I can describe in 5 seconds. So we Plastic Spoon, we play songs about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a new thing, but, you know, Karen's done, you know, a few songs at least. Something about money, and so I have limitation on, you know, themes, but there are so many interesting stories around money.
Yes.
And that's what we hear today.
Okay, singing songs about money. And Karen Mantler, you've written many songs. When they're not about money, they're generally about your cat.
Yeah.
So money and cats is your territory.
Is it? Sounds strange. But I guess so.
No, of course. You reach beyond the confines of that stuff into lots of other things. And in fact, we're going to hear a song about time. Time is money, they say. Here's Plastic Spoon.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Some shoes of Spanish leather. You can wear them to a party. Why do you hate the way that you walk? Now's the time to be someone. Wonder.
Time, performed by Plastic Spoon, a new band playing their music for us here on Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland, and I'm really enjoying the songs, and what you're doing is tricky to sort of flirt with pop music. But you're not just flirting with it. You're embracing it. You're making it happen.
We're having sex with it.
Yes.
Fully consummated.
Yes, that's a good way. But, you know, I write music when I'm half asleep. That's what I try to do. And sometimes I forget things, and sometimes I remember things. And these are the, you know, what's left, and I could remember. And, you know,
so you try to be half asleep when you compose,
yes,
leaving yourself open to unconscious.
But sort of conscious, you know. I'm not dreaming.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean. Half sleep mode. I don't know what's the technical term for that, but
I always use that too. The best time to write music is when you've just woken up and before you do anything else. Like while your mind is clear, you're closer to your subconscious. I think, you know, when you're sleeping, you just wake up, you're still sort of halfway there, and you're less, you're not editing yourself as much,
right.
I think.
Yeah. HSM, I think it's called.
HSM?
Half-sleep mode.
Half-sleep mode. Okay.
Okay, now
I remember
know.
That. Well-known. It's a well-known compositional technique.
I've never tried it.
I think John Cocteau tried to live in that state for weeks at a time.
Uh-huh. Wow. The next song is called I Am a Man. There's plenty of rock and roll songs with that title or titles like it. But
right.
This isn't an original.
This is a song about this famous photographer, Ernest Withers, who took a lot of civil rights movement. And I think that was last year, summer. They found out he was actually giving all the information to FBI.
Oh.
You know, I don't want to be judgmental. So this is just a story, you know, I read and I, you know, sort of collected and wrote a song about him.
Hmm. So is it sung in the first person by this photographer? Is that the idea?
Yes, well, that would be me.
Right. And there was a famous picture actually from 1968, and he, you know, there's an image of sanitation workers holding a sign that says, I am a man.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, oh, that's a good title for this story.
Tell me the name of the photographer again.
Ernest Withers.
Okay. Here's Plastic Spoon.
Taker from Memphis, Tennessee. near Somerville, from Memphis to Jackson, we marched on against fear. I was right there at the motel. My doctor came, was gunned down right after it happened. I stepped in a pool of blood. I am not a man with a
A Man by Plastic Spoon, performed in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland, and we have more coming right up here on 93.9 FM WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air, and Plastic Spoon has been playing their music for us. It's a new band, and people can learn more about the band and check out performances as they come. Where, Kato?
Plasticspoon.net.
Okay. I'll put a link on the page for today's program at our website, wnyc.org. And I've been taking some pictures, made a couple videos. We'll see if it turns out well. I'll post those as well for people to see. Plastic Spoon. It's a lot of fun. Kato Hideki is playing bass. He organized the band. Karen Mantler is singing and playing harmonica. Doug Wieselman, guitar, and Shahzad Ismaili is playing the drums, and George Wellington is our engineer.
George!
He's doing a good job. George Wellington in mono today.
That's right.
By special request of the band. Let's hear a song about paying bills. There aren't many songs about that, but this is one, written by Karen Mantler. What's the title, Karen?
Con Edison.
Here's Plastic Spoon.
I'm not afraid to
Plastic Spoon performing Con Edison. That's fun to hear. I've known that song for some time. It's on one of your albums, Karen, right?
Yeah, it's on a CD called Farewell.
Yeah.
And it was a ballad.
Yes, kind of a dirge almost, really. Yeah. And I seem to remember you once said that you tried to interest Con Edison in using this song.
I did. I mean, this isn't a joke. I was in trouble with my bill, and one morning the electricity went out, and I had luckily had a piano. So I sat at the piano, and I wrote this song. I wrote it in a couple of hours. It just came out. And it was like a prayer. So it was like a gospel piece, I felt. You know, it was spiritual. And I really was just, please, Con Edison, have pity on me. And I did look into it. My mother said, man, you could get an endorsement. You should get free electricity for the rest of your life. You've got to try to send it to them. And I couldn't get through to anybody. I think once there was somebody who worked for Con Ed in my audience, and he gave me a T-shirt.
Not even an electric T-shirt. Well, they might pick up on it now that it's got this beat.
Well,
to
yeah,
it.
It's a little more accessible, I guess.
You mentioned your mother. That's Carla Bley, wonderful composer herself. Mm-hmm. And we're going to squeeze in another couple songs, if we can. This is Spitting on Air, and Plastic Spoon are performing for us. Kingdom is the title of this next one. Who wrote this?
I did. This is another, you know, story type of song. And this, you know, there are many stories coming out about this man, David Koch, or David Koch, of... Koch Industry. He's an oil, you know, oil industry guy, very wealthy man who is supporting Tea Party movement. And again, I'm not, you know, judgmental about his personality. This is a song about his life story, which is quite amazing.
Hmm. And involves money, I guess.
Yes. And politics.
Uh-huh.
You know. So, yeah, I started making music based on themes. And my conclusion was that, you know, the reason I use sense of humor is because I don't know the answer.
Mm.
And this is a sort of big influence for me, George Carlin, the comedian.
George Carlin. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he said something like at the end of his life, towards the end of his life, he said, he kind of stopped being angry. So what he said was, we have such an enormous ability to do wonderful things, but we kind of, you know, messed it up, and I'm going to sit back and laugh.
Mm.
That was his attitude, and I'm sort of, you know, inspired by that. And this is an overwhelming story by itself. So that was sort of, you know, we are kind of, especially after 9/11, it's kind of like we are part of the problem. We cannot say, you know, well, let's be the other side of the party, or sort of we are our own enemy. That's my, you know, sort of worldview. I don't know if everybody agrees on that or not. So,
and not, we, you mean humanity, not just the United States.
Right, a lot of problems, totally overwhelming problems. And, you know, this old world is about, what's the word, global aging. And what you going to do with it?
Global aging?
Yes. You know, within 10 years, for the first time in history, old people will outnumber young people, which is, you know, that would create a lot of issues, at least. If maybe it's a good thing. Maybe, you know, actually we're living longer, which is a good news. But then who's going to support the old people?
Yeah, right.
So, but anyway, Kingdom.
Okay. Plastic Spoon.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
6'5", I used to be a star player. My brothers and I inherited an oil company. We worked as our father.
Kingdom, performed by Plastic Spoon. I appreciated the little Charles Ives influence toward the end there. Overlapping pieces and overlapping keys.
Thank you.
And we heard Kato Hideki playing the bass and singing backup, Karen Mantler singing, playing the harmonica, Doug Wieselman guitar, and Shahzad Ismaili playing the drums. And I've enjoyed my visit with Plastic Spoon, a band that's new to me and surely new to the listeners because it's new to the world. And Kato, an album will be ready soon?
Oh, I hope so. We, you know, hope to make a record in mono, of course. Vinyl, really.
On vinyl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to work on it.
Well, we're going to have to conclude this session with Plastic Spoon, with an upbeat number called You Can't Win. Who wrote this one?
I did.
All right.
This is a song about prison industrial complex. People make money from making prisons and putting people in there.
Yeah.
I thought it was Old Wild West.
Sounds like it. Misguiding. A lot of lyrics I write is just wrong. A lot of misguiding messages. Bless you.
I never really get these deeper meanings.
Oh, you don't have to worry about it.
I just sing the words.
Desert.
Plastic Spoon, thank you for your performances here on Spinning on Air.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Thank you.